Jackson County's Drug and Alcohol Treatment Court began in 2008. Since then, Judge Thomas Lister has had the goal of creating a parallel court with the Ho-Chunk Nation. He says there was a disproportionate number of Ho-Chunk members getting into trouble with the law due to alcohol. Lister and others decided to take the problem head-on. So, the Ho-Chunk Healing to Wellness Court recently formed. Jackson County and Ho-Chunk Nation offenders face the same criminal procedures in a Jackson County court, but tribal members will work with the Ho-Chunk. Instead of facing jail time, treatment court participants will work with a team through the recovery process. Lister says treatment courts are the wave of the future.
You can't punish an addict out of addiction. You just can't do it. Oftentimes, in those situations where people are sent to prison for alcohol-related offenses, they come out of prison having received no meaningful treatment. They're still substance dependent. They reoffend. It's a revolving door.
Amanda Rockman is an associate judge with the Ho-Chunk Nation Trial Court and presides over the Healing to Wellness Court with Lister. She says participants will work through their addiction with other tribal members.
Many times the tribal members will go speak with the traditional court and talk about, you know, clan membership and what their role should be, talk about elements of shame and guilt and how that affects, you know, the community.
Rockman says she hopes one day the Ho-Chunk Nation will be able to exercise civil and criminal jurisdiction over its members. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.